Part 3, Recognizing the Enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6, verse 12. In the spirit realm, the battle rages. Spirits are bombarding our minds and influencing us to make our choices, ultimately leading us to life or death. Satan's tactics are to keep us from the presence of the Spirit of the living Christ, thus thinking and reasoning in the natural realm or the flesh. These principalities of Ephesians 6, verse 12, are some of the highest ranking of the fallen angels in Satan's spiritual arsenal. They proudly hold their positions and obey his every command, just as the centurion said to Jesus, "I am a man of authority also. I say go, and they go." 1 Peter 5, verse 8 tells us to be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Satan is a hunter. He constantly watches to see who is going through a rough time, then sends one of his spiritual army for an attack on the mind. He sends thoughts to the mind, discrediting the promises of God, which weakens that person even more until he can completely destroy the individual. Satan, as we said earlier, has only a perverted power, but it is a real power. He can tempt an individual away from God by intentionally twisting and thus deceitfully handling the Word of God that is described in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. This is exactly what he did to Eve in the Garden of Eden. If Satan can get you to disbelieve just one word of God, you are immediately disarmed in this war, and he has the advantage. Romans 8, verses 6 and 7, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." And also in Romans chapter 7, verses 22 through 25, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." We must take our position. This is much like the stars in the heavens where God wrote his first Bible in the zodiac. These stars hold their positions relentlessly at the command of his word as they all move in the path that he has set for them. The North Star is stationary in our northern hemisphere and never moves in the celestial sky. It is an absolute, an anchor, and has been used for navigation for thousands of years. God's Word is our North Star. Every time the Bible refers to the sides of the North, it is speaking of God or heaven. It never moves or wavers and is always there as our anchor. Everything revolves around the North Star. This reminds us of Him being ever present. Every time we look up in the night sky, we see His unmoving steadfastness and sense His loving presence.